Fun to talk some sports, a lot of football talk. Todd Walkingstick joins me on AM 1390 KRFO. And Todd, I feel like the football world has been placed on its ear. The Vikings win at Green Bay, the Gophers lose as a heavy favorite, and the Huskies lose a regular season game back on Friday. Some crazy things going on in the football world.
Yeah, Friday, I mean, I happened to come upon a ticket for the game, so I went up to Monticello, and man, besides the game, that stadium, city or high school, just beautiful. Oh my God, that's just a beautiful stadium.
It is, and it was an exciting game that had certainly some big plays and big calls and controversial things happen as well in a game that goes 7-6 Monticello. What did you feel about the game itself?
Yeah, I mean, obviously Watana didn't make enough plays, but, you know, refs are human, but I thought that was about as bad, in my opinion, bad as officiated game as I've ever seen in my life. And it's really embarrassing. Again, they're human, I get it, but, like, the touchdown Monticello got was a sweep around towards the Watana side, and that guy was clearly being held. I don't remember which Watana kid, but I thought he came around the corner and, you know, in front of Mr. Williams and Octakirk and what, I mean, it's too late now, and you know, the first quarter with the timeout after it was a false start, and all of a sudden they somehow mysteriously got a timeout called, which I thought was really weird. Tackling Peyton Byer when he's trying to punt, you know. I thought Nick Williams when he's trying to hold for the game-winning, that should have been roughing. I mean, there's a lot of, it's over, and it's, you know, the hindsight is easy to talk, but I mean, I just thought Otana played as well as they could, but just didn't get any, they didn't get any added help. It was really sad to see, but again, you can't blame officials all the time because they are human, and you know, bless their heart, they're out there because we're short in the state on refs. So it's hard to complain, but if you can, I would. That'd be a game I would complain about.
from the standpoint of excitement, it certainly was an exciting game with 7-6 in Monticello's favor.
Yeah.
And I don't know about a wake-up call or what have you, but good to get a game like this here, I suppose, because maybe you'll be tested when section playoffs come around, and it's good to be in a tight game here and there, just like Owatonna was in the opener against Rochester Mayo.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like soccer, I thought the Big Nine is weak. You know, football appears to be the Big Nine, appears to be a little bit weak. But it was a great, it was a state tournament type game that we saw in Monticello. I mean, 7-6. Yes, they're not ranked, but they have such a good defense and they have some couple fast kids. So Owatonna got a real good taste of hopefully sections. You know, football keeps, with the COVID leaves us alone, they give them the sections. They should have, hopefully, they get a good challenge.
Should be a fun game this Friday night when Mankato West comes in. West has kind of been stomping on everybody, so this should be a good one on Friday.
Yeah, I can't wait. And, you know, and of course, as everybody remembers, or if they don't, but last year homecoming for Owatonna, we were down in the fourth quarter and came back to beat them.
Mm-hmm.
They might have a little bit on their mind, even though there's, you know, it's different kids, but it's the same team. So Owatonna, I know Mr. Williams and Octakirk and the boys, their coaches will have them ready, but it's going to be the test of the year other than Monticello game. That I can't wait for Friday night. It's supposed to be 69 degrees for a high too.
Mm-hmm.
So we won't be sitting, you and I, and you know, all the other guys won't be sitting out, or I'll be sitting outside in not so cold a weather.
Yeah, looking forward to the forecast, no doubt about that. We're talking some football here with Todd, and just to take it in chronological order, we were able to listen to the Gopher game I'm driving home after the game up in Monticello. That Gopher game was just nuts with the huge swings in points, and Minnesota loses in overtime.
Yeah.
The Gopher defense, we know it's pretty green, and we're finding that out for the first 2 weeks at least.
Yeah, I mean, the Michigan game, I didn't really know. I mean, it was disappointing, yes, but game one, so, you know, now we got something to look at. And Maryland, I guess I'm against their Las Vegas odds because, like, the Vikings 2 years ago had the NFL biggest point spread against Buffalo Bills, like 17, and we lost. And then Gophers had 21 points spread over Maryland, and, yep, didn't quite go right. I mean, it was 14-0 before I even got to Albertville up coming home from Monticello. It's like, oh, my goodness. And listen to the radio announcers, you know, it's like you just hear their voice, like, oh boy, we're in trouble. Yep, they were in trouble, 21-7. And I mean, credit, they came back.
Yep.
We had a defense. There's a lot of issues. Oh my goodness. I don't know what they're going to do, but it's, and it's early. So things are fixable, but that's really, not like the Owatonna game, this Gopher game was, I mean, the offense, the Gophers aren't going to be hurting for offenses, their defense are, they're going to win like 90-80 games.
There's gonna be some points, assuming they survive COVID things, because we know Illinois was having a concern with a couple of players at least. As Todd and I are talking on Monday, of course, that we know the game is still on for the moment, but we'll keep our eyes on that story as the week develops. And then, one of your true loves, Todd, is the Minnesota Vikings. And I know I was watching the pregame show on Sunday, and Terry Bradshaw didn't give the Vikings any chance at all. And I'm sure that fired you up to cheer the Vikings on even harder from distance to get that win at Green Bay.
Yeah, that cracked me up exactly, because I think as Kurt Menefee asked Terry how the Vikings can win, he said, I think, if I quote him right, something about the Packers don't show up.
They don't come to the game.
That's the only way the Vikings, something like that. And I mean, as a fan, true, I was ready. You know, I just didn't have a good feeling for the day. I mean, we've had no signs of anything. And then the first drive by the Green Bay looked like, oh, man, this is going to be a slaughter, because we didn't do anything on defense. And, but, boy, credit Dalvin Cook. Well, the offensive line, give them all the credit, because they didn't. I don't think they gave up any sacks yesterday, if I remember right. If they did, it was one, but not very many. And then Dalvin, with the holes he had, I could not believe how good the offensive line looked. And those poor kids on the secondary, they played their butts off, too. So it was literally a great team win. I mean, I forget how many rookies Zimmer said he played at one time, but it was like almost double figures.
And it really shows you at pretty much every level of sports, whether, as we've established, whether you're the big favorite or not. You mentioned Dalvin Cook. He was coming back from injury, and the O-line played fantastic. And just the fact that the Vikings right away were able to answer the long drive by Green Bay, not once but twice in the first half, of course, made that all possible. If you get down by two or three scores in the first half, things develop differently. So the fact that they were able to answer right away was pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought Rodgers was really different yesterday. Rodgers being Aaron, I just thought, he's tapping the Viking guys on the helmet for good play. And I don't know, it's just a different Aaron Rodgers. He didn't look all mad when, he tapped, one of the guys, secondary, for making a play, and he tapped him on the helmet. Like, nice play. And it was just a different Aaron Rodgers yesterday. I can't explain it unless you watch the game. It was just different facial expressions. It's just kind of it's a huge win for Minnesota, yes, for sure. And the season's far from, being a success. But if they can build off that, we got to start a little bit. We can't wait for 5 weeks from now and then start winning. We got to win against Detroit next week at home. And they're beatable, but we can't. It's hard to know for a good team or not. We have so many young guys. Next year it could be a different story, but this year we got to worry about, because we have the veterans, but there's way more rookies than there are veterans right now.
Talking sports with Todd Walkingstick here, AM 1390 KRFO. And then, I was kind of floored on Sunday night to see some of the stuff going around on Twitter, and John Weisbrod at the Owatonna People's Press making a decision to step down from his sports editor position. And, it kind of came out of left field. I was kind of surprised about it. Going to miss John. He does such a nice job. He has done a nice job in interviewing and the stories he's written and the sports he's covered, Owatonna Sports and the area, the other sports teams as well, are going to miss his nice professional work.
Oh, for sure. Him and I've had we've developed a real good relationship, friendship, where, I don't remember, a couple, three, 4 years ago, he asked me to write Viking articles for the paper, and I just had more fun, and he edited it for me, and him and I just worked really well together. If I go to any games, we can hang out and talk, and I wish him and his family, he's got two little kids and his wife, and all the support. That's what he asked for, support. He's not here to divulge reasons he left, but he the bottom line, he wants Owatonna to support him. And I made a post on Facebook just thanking him, and people, asked people to put their comments. And I sent John a message on Facebook just to make sure he's reading them. And the Twitter, I think, is 118 likes and about 40-some comments. And John sent me a message thanking me for getting the post going. And, he knew people liked him, but or at least he hoped. But it's showing in the Twitter response, the Facebook responses, it just, he's a guy that cared. Like yourself, Brad Fisher. You guys care so much for these kids, and it's so fun to be part of it. I love working with the kids. I love working with you and Brad and John. It's just fun to work with you guys. And, John will be good. He's young enough. He's going to find his happiness. I just pray he finds happiness. He's such a good, caring young man that you just want him to win. And just in life, he's, like I said, he's got a little son, a little daughter. They're real little, I can't remember, three and one maybe, but they're young. And so, yeah, John caught me off guard too. Mm-hmm. And I sent him a Twitter message just supporting him, thanking him for being my friend. And we've talked today a little bit, and I think he'll be okay, but obviously. But, yeah, it caught me off guard totally. Some people just don't expect to leave their job, and especially in the middle of football season, too. I mean, that's his passion. He just loves mm-hmm. football, as I do, too. But, mm-hmm. I mean, his writing, his pictures, it's a big loss for Otana. But, again, you know, whoever takes over, I wish them well, but I'm right here to support John is the bottom line right now. So
yeah,
we'll keep it. Him and I will keep in touch, and I just whatever I can do to help him, I will do. If it means staying away from him, I'll do that. But I just want to make sure he knows I'm a friend and want to support the young man.
Yeah, I don't think he would have any doubt about that from you, Todd, or from many of the other folks in the sports world here in Owatonna based on the Facebook things and the tweets and Twitter messages that were going out. So we'll miss John, but we look forward to seeing him at games down the road here, I'm sure.
Sure. I mean, it shows, again, Owatonna, how close they are. I mean, it's 20-plus thousand people, but it's a close-knit community.
Yeah.
If something like this comes out in the news, I mean, people are coming out to support, and I think that another reason I love living in this town of Owatonna.
Yeah. Hey, Todd, it's always good to talk to you at owatonnalive.com, Beyond the Game, under the talk shows. You're still doing your interviews with both athletes and coaches and other sports figures, right?
Yeah, we moved the chairs farther apart and moved the studio a little bit farther, so it's more social distancing. And you know, bless the kids and coaches' hearts. They all come wearing masks into the studio, which I think is awesome. But then, you know, we take the mask off. It's too hard to talk with the mask on.
Mm-hmm.
We are social distance, and then they put it right back on. So, I give these kids credit and the coaches. It's hard to talk about the future because, obviously, you don't know when you're going to play next week. You know, look at Blooming Prairie lost their homecoming game last week.
Mm-hmm.
Schools around the state are losing games that they assume they were going to play. So nobody knows. You know, Friday, Owatonna's supposed to play, but what if something happens between now and Friday? So we got to take it a day at a time, literally, with this COVID.
That is how it is, one day at a time, and that's how we'll keep going. Todd, it's awesome to talk to you. I appreciate your time in reaching out to get together and chat about these football things and John and sports in general, and we'll see you, we'll see you at events and hopefully Friday night for the football game.
Yeah, right. Thank you for everything you do for Owatonna, too. You're so fun to listen to. I mean, there isn't anybody I talk to that doesn't think you're really your research is incredible, your knowledge is incredible, your voice is easy to listen to. It's just an A-plus for Owatonna.
Well, thanks for saying all that, Todd. I owe you a cup of coffee or something. I don't know. But
I don't say it for payment. I say it because I talk to people. I talk to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Just, they love listening to you. I mean, it's just the voice of Owatonna. You literally are the voice of Owatonna. You and Brad, just awesome on the football game and all the other games you do, too. But being in football season, we'll talk football. And, yeah, the research is what people are just odd of you is wrestling. I remember one of the parents said they could not believe you'd never done wrestling before, but you took it right in and you just did an A-plus job. So, yeah.
Well, people are generous. People are nice. I'll take that. But I do really, really enjoy what I'm able to do and real thankful for that. And getting the support that I get is very appreciated, too. So, hey, good to talk to you, Todd.
Well, again, Owatonna. Owatonna's blessed, and thank you.